Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire. You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And they're going to fake it. Ryan going to float it for the touchdown. Seattle back in it.
Yeah.
That's right, Joe Buck. Say it again.
Yeah. Okay, say it again.
And they're going to fake it. Ryan going to float it for the touchdown. Seattle back in it.
Punter John Ryan throwing a touchdown. Who's that against, Push?
That was against the Packers.
Yeah.
In the NFC Championship.
That's got to hurt.
It's billed as NFL history. Was that the first time a fake field goal?
I think it was the first time a punter thrown a touchdown pass in a playoff game.
Okay.
That's great.
But it was a fake field goal, right?
Yeah.
And you were the holder through a touchdown pass to one of the tackles?
Like a backup left tackle, Gary Gilliam, who the week later he didn't even dress for the Super Bowl.
Oh. That's right. He didn't dress. Yeah, I remember that was a little story about that.
Practice squad type, end of the roster type guy.
So who got the ball? You or him?
He thinks he has the ball.
There you go.
It's definitely in our house in L.A., though.
Oh, he thinks he has the right one, but you know you have the right one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you would be the guy because you were the guy that's been there forever. And the guy on the sideline, the trainer, that guy's going to keep the ball. The equipment guy kept it for you. But this guy thinks he has it?
Yeah. He'll be at, like Pawn Stars in 3 years. I'll call from behind. Like, that's not real.
And you went over. Did you do it in front of McCartney, the belt?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Made the Aaron Rodgers move.
That's hilarious.
Because. Yeah. Like, whatever it was, 8 years before that, MacArthur was the one that cut me.
Yes.
It was like it was kind of great revenge, and it was all so fun. People from in Green Bay got all mad at me. I was like,
no,
shut up! You guys are my ass.
Exactly.
They got mad at you because you beat them.
I was mad at a lot of people for that game, but you were not one of them.
But that was before you met John.
So
you were hated on that day.
But see, that was the first score of the game for the Seahawks. At that point, it was like, okay, well, the Packers are still. It'll be fine. Yeah. It, 18 other things went horribly wrong the rest of that game.
Oh, man. Bitter.
Yeah. That was that.
John steamrolled it. He steamrolled
that was that onside kick.
That sparked the comeback. John steamrolled it. Yep.
Exactly. Right.
Sarah Colonna with us, her husband John Ryan, former kicker with the Seahawks. She's just in town to do some shows. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Go see
Mama's
Sarah.
Mama's got to work.
Very, very funny lady. FunnyBoneOmaha.com tonight through Saturday. Tonight's Thursday, one show, couple Friday, couple Saturday. What's your Twitter handle there, Sarah, for everybody?
At Sarah Colonna, C-O-L-O-N-N-A.
And the website is what again?
SarahColonna.com.
For all the other dates and everything, follow Sarah on Twitter. Tony's with us.
Ow!
A little late today because he quit his gig. That's He's moving to Tampa.
I'm just like John.
Looking for a gig. Yeah.
When's your last?
Me and John will go hang out. We're going to hang out today.
When are you out of here?
I'm out of here next weekend.
Oh.
22nd.
Yeah. Buccaneers sign at the punt.
So, yeah. Yeah, let me know.
Let me know. I'll call the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'll call the Buccaneers.
I appreciate that.
He's a gear cop. I appreciate that. He'll call the fan line.
I know a dude. That's what I'll tell him. I know a dude.
He's going to be sitting in the spouse seats.
I'm not going to mention the player or anybody on the team, but it was funny. We were talking off the air how you just scouted the NFL all year looking for guys that were just sucking.
Yeah.
And saying,
yeah, we'd be like, oh, that guy sucks. Be like, your agent, is he going to call Gil? His agent, we'd be like, do you think the team's going to call Gil today after that bad punt? But so they really let some guys keep sucking this year, though. Yeah. They really let him play. It's all right.
All right.
You don't root. Yeah, I was gonna say you don't root against him, but you do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
So nobody loves to see one off the side of the foot more than you guys.
Exactly.
They're the only guys cheering for the side of the foot. Yeah.
Especially in a crucial part of the game.
Yeah,
that's where you need it. So that's people always remember the crucial parts of the game, not necessarily the side of the foot, the first, But you're right, side of the foot. Short field, the team scores, you lose.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they a lot of people act like punting doesn't matter until there's a bad pun, and then you ruined the game. The game was all on you.
You know nothing about football if you don't think punting matters.
Oh, I know, exactly. Oh, believe me, I've had many Twitter fights with people about that exactly.
You tell them how they flip the field.
Yeah. I there was a guy in Seattle who, God bless him, has probably, I don't know if he's ever been back to a game, but he was a couple rows in front of me.
Oh, no!
And they were just, it was a very bad, it was not a good game for the Seahawks in general, right. So the fans were turning on them quickly, and they were booing.
The 12th man was turning on them?
Oh, they were booing. They were booing.
Well, that means John was getting a lot of work then, if they were sucking that game, right?
Well, and I'll say, they were, the fan base there was, and it still is, really good to me. Like, we had a lot of fun with them when I performed there. Like, really good people, but man, when they get mad, they just turn. And they were just booing, and this guy in front of me booed right after John punted, and my whole brain exploded. Yeah, I didn't even know that it could happen. Like, the heat rose in my chest.
You threw your beer on
him? I was just, I didn't. No, I wouldn't waste beer like that. I was yelling at him, and I was like, he's been on this team for a decade. You're going to boo him. Why don't you?
But he had no idea why you were backing the punter that much?
No, I think because
somebody could just go crazy about the punter unless they're married to him.
I feel like he probably I feel like he probably finally turned around, noticed my jersey, and was like, oh, boy.
Oh, you had the jersey on. Yeah.
But then I wouldn't let it go. I don't know what happened to me. I wouldn't let it go. And then John hit like a 60-yard punt. Yeah. I was like, where's your boo now? Where are you booing now? That guy.
Oh, if the punter would have been there.
Smack. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, that guy. I swear he's probably, I guarantee he is dead silent in every
I think he's got a great story about that the rest of his life. Yeah. I was at a Seahawk game bitching about the punter one play and his wife's behind him. What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
And if John would have been there, he would have been so embarrassed.
He
wouldn't have even claimed you.
No.
I don't know that
I don't know this woman.
My nephew was with me, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm probably embarrassing my nephew. And I looked over at him, and he was like, do it again. Great.
But how many punter jerseys are in that stadium? You.
There's actually a lot. You know what's funny? If you watch the video of the touchdown pass, because someone pointed this out to me, there was this guy that...
Push, watch it.
Push, to bring that up again.
I had to watch it 8 times to get that clip.
Well, watch it again.
It's history.
I see it in my nightmares.
When Gilliam catches the pass, if you look right beyond him, there's a guy in a number 9 jersey just losing his mind, pointing at his jersey like, that was my boy.
Excellent.
It's so cool.
Well, it's nothing against the punters, but the bottom line is that's probably one of the least selling jerseys.
There was a surprising amount of them, I think, just because he was there so long.
Yeah, exactly.
There
a long time.
It's obviously not the...
It's flattering when you see one, though, because it's not like you don't just walk into the team store and buy one off the rack. You got to go there. You got to order one. You got to wait 4 to 6 weeks to pick it up. You know, it's a commitment to buy.
That is flattering.
That's hilarious.
I never thought about that. They only make a certain amount of them. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to custom order that online.
Yeah. This is a commitment. He's pointing to his guy. Watch that video again, Puss. Let me tell you. Time you see that guy. I don't want to. Craig joined the program. Craig's a Packer fan. You have no problem with that. Puss is too serious about that. John scoring against you back in the day.
Is he? Are you sure?
You don't seem so bitter about it.
Yeah, well, I've been able to. I have other things to do.
He's
when I say able to, I Shots hate fired. Having other things to do. Yeah. It's not that I want anything else to do.
Helen hindsight, it's actually a good memory. The team was good enough to make it to the playoffs.
Well, plus you also have a guy, you met the guy that scored against you, and you like him. So
I do. He's an intensely nice guy, but I hate him.
That stadium is nice, Lambeau, I will say. I went to a game there.
Yeah,
it's so nice. And the fans are they're so polite. It's almost like you're on edge. I was Seahawks, because I'm used to going and I'm in a Seahawks jersey.
Oh, you're in a Seahawks jersey everywhere, right?
Yeah, except for San Francisco.
Oh, because they don't like you. They don't like you there.
Oh, yeah. There's, you know, good fun, like people jeering at you and a little bit fun, and then there's feeling scared.
And then you're going to get
shit. And San Francisco, you're like, okay, never mind. These people are not
being. That same division stuff.
Yeah, breaking out.
The same division thing. That's why.
They were being. I mean, I was walking with his mom, and they were screaming at us.
Really?
I'm like, I've got his mom with me. Come on. So, but at Lambeau, they're just the friendliest.
Don't go to Kansas City, man. They're worse, too. They're the worst.
Really?
Fans in KC are the worst.
I don't think I've been to a game there.
Yeah. Don't go.
Don't go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless John's kicking for
what if John's
year.
Punter? Yeah.
Well, if you got the Chiefs jersey on, they're fine.
Yeah, then it's fine.
Wearing the other guy's jersey.
Yeah, when we'd play in Oakland, I'd just be like, you might just want to stay home for this one.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, that's just a crazy
But in Green Bay, they're so nice. They're like, we were all, and I was with his whole family, so, you know, there was like five of us all wearing the same jersey.
Well, they're drunk and full of cheese.
Yeah,
that's
they stop. Yeah. They stop you, and they're like, welcome to Lambeau. Have a great time. And I'm like, is this a setup? Like, is something about to happen? It was fun.
Until they lose.
It was cool. Yeah.
So they lose, exactly.
Yeah, I think they won that game, so then they were real nice, too. Like, even nicer.
But once again,
they good.
Were, yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Glad your team lost.
So is he now.
For a year or two. A note for our Deadpool players. Hugh Downs is 98 today.
That means he's going to die, but that's getting up there.
It's something to consider.
Right.
That's in the he's still alive category.
Yeah.
We have a Deadpool. Yeah, Craig is a Deadpool, and a couple thousand people play this thing, whatever. It's ridiculous.
Who is who's the leader?
Well, there's screen names, so they're different. It's not the people's actual names, which is actually makes it better. But it's year to year, so there's a winner every year. So it's a never-ending
season. You mean who is picked by the most players?
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
now,
I forget.
it's Kirk Douglas right now.
Yeah, probably Kirk Douglas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's been on hanging on forever.
Oh, yeah, he has been.
Betty White's got to be up there.
Yep. She's in
White's your team.
I'm not asking her to do anything. I'm just saying she's got to be picked
by
a lot of people.
He's just predicting what other people are thinking.
She seems very, very healthy.
Compared to Kirk Douglas, she's very healthy.
Yes. Right?
Which is sad. It's a low bar.
Yeah. Well, okay, I got the list. It's Kirk Douglas with 936 picks.
Wow.
Bob Dole, Bob Barker, and Olivia de Havilland right behind that.
Bob Dole and his wife are doing an interview here this coming weekend on 60 Minutes, I believe it is, or some big show. And he's sitting there, but
he's not there.
No, he's not sitting. He's not masturbating to Britney Spears in this interview he did in that video.
He might be.
I'll be honest. I thought Bob Barker was dead.
No, Bob Dole.
I know, but he said Bob Barker.
Bob Barker's
as well. Yeah.
I thought that he had. Barker
keeps falling.
Yeah.
I must have read that, I assumed he didn't
and
get back
Betty
up.
White is number 6 on the list of most picked.
You evil people.
Just that's an age thing.
340
Mainly people chase cancer. They're horrible people.
No, I know. Yeah, you're just horrible. Looking for someone who might help you win.
Just awful.
Right. Lyndon LaRouche passed away. Many people might not recognize that name. However, he ran for president every year from 1976 through 2004.
Right.
When I say every year, I mean every year he could have.
Right, exactly. He was a freak.
And he was not a good guy.
No.
But 14 players had him.
Who were they?
They include...
Reminder, these are screen names, so that's why they're stupid sounding.
Yeah. They include Catheter Ice Cream.
Usually these come from stories on the show. Yeah. I don't remember that. don't remember that story.
That one was somebody found a catheter in their ice cream.
Right.
Yeah. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That's...
John's got sick on that one.
Lots of process right there. There's a lot of steps that went up to that point.
Yeah. That definitely sounds like it was done on purpose.
Yeah. Look at John's face. He's like, what?
Dick Harp likes dead people gets a hit. Dilly 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 gets a hit. As does Epcot Death March, Hades Mades, Holy Low Blood Count, Batman gets a hit.
That was hardcore.
As does I Love the Black Caucus.
Yeah.
Ivan, Jam It Down My Rabbit Hole gets a hit. So does Necro Curious.
That guy you don't want to meet.
No.
No.
You don't want to meet him.
I don't know what this means. Papa Pandy Sexy Pants gets a hit.
You don't either.
Or Papa Pandy Sexy Pants.
That's
I
call John, actually.
That's what those guys call
run into Necro Curious and not think anything, because he's not really interested in you if you're standing upright.
Good point.
You're alive.
Yeah. Shep's reach around gets a hit.
By the way, Papa Pandy's sexy pants are what they call John at that park. Yeah. When he's punting.
Yeah.
When he's punting.
In his Daisy Dukes.
He's punting for the dudes. Yeah. Punting for the men.
Yeah. Snot sea cucumber gets a hit, as does the tapeworm toilet bowl.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations if you had lived in LaRouche.
And congratulations on all your names.
Yeah. Oh, they get worse than that.
Oh.
That was tame.
Yeah, that's fairly tame.
That was tame.
We hit him right with the catheter ice cream, but it's
Survey finds that 6 in 10 women think that Valentine's Day is overrated. Good. Quarter of them spending the night alone.
I feel like they say that, and then it's like, you know, that sort of thing where you're like, don't get me anything. It's a stupid Hallmark holiday. And then they don't get you anything. And you're like, you didn't get me anything. Right. You know, so I feel like people say
that. That.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't fall for that.
Yeah. You can't fall for
23% say they prefer to enjoy an evening to themselves. 22% expect to hang out with friends. 1 in 6, 16% of women think that proposing on Valentine's Day is about the tackiest thing possible.
It'll happen.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know, but then what do you do? Say no because you think it's tacky?
Yeah. Okay, but it's only 16%. Most women are good with this.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Very mad. I'm very scared of you right now.
Well, how did John propose to you? Was it romantic?
It was very romantic.
Yeah,
he proposed to me at home a couple days, the night before my birthday. It was like our Christmas together because my birthday is around on the 29th of December.
Yeah.
And we opened all our Christmas presents because we were celebrating right after. Mm-hmm. And then he said he had one more for me, and he brought out a scrapbook. And it had our photo on the front, and then he had laid out our entire relationship with photos and little texts that he had printed out and stories all in this book about like
us. And that big ring?
And this big ring, yeah.
All right.
That's a lot of work, John.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. I was like, how did you even put this together? Like, either you're really crafty or a serial killer. That's the only two people.
Okay, you can't be both.
Most are.
He's making look bad for the rest of us.
Yeah, he did.
So far, he made it look bad.
Yeah.
But that's when he had a job, so.
That's right.
Is he looking at that ring now thinking, hey, that's a house. That's something else I could buy with
that's
that.
That's a house.
How long had you been dating before he proposed?
We had been dating for about, 10 months?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
about
okay.
10 months.
So the love letters
I remember the story.
And all that. They were still fresh.
I remember
they were still available.
John found you because he liked your comedy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on that show, Chelsea Lately, that we used to work on. And he used to watch it, and he had developed a crush on me.
A lot of guys develop a crush on people on TV all the time.
Right.
And you never even think about reaching out. How did you reach out, John?
Well,
I forgot.
At the time, I was playing in the NFL, so it made it a little easier.
Yeah.
I wasn't working down at Blimpie's making subs.
Oh, I love that game.
Listen.
I had a bit of an in.
Okay. Yeah, I get that. You definitely had an in. I was going to bring that up anyway. I'm glad you stepped in and done that. But you've seen, and you see it more and more, famous women will publicly shame famous athletes, tell what's-his-face to stop getting texting me, because they don't want anything to do with them.
Right.
So you see it all the time. Like, especially famous, like a married athlete will basically try to get hit.
Oh,
and they'll shame them publicly. Like, so she could easily said, you know, stop bugging me, but how did you get a hold of
her? We had a mutual friend, someone that we both knew that was also on the show, and he was a big Seahawk fan. He
got
was on the sideline for a game, and I was talking to him, and then I was like...
He put in a word, basically.
I didn't lead off the dick pic. No. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what a lot of guys do. Like, oh, she's going to like this. that's not how you open a conversation, you millennials.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You're right, John. It doesn't work.
You had the end, but once you met, you could have been...
I think there
could have been nothing. She could have said, I'm not into it, but obviously you had to do something besides that.
I think that we kind of... We started texting back and forth, and it kind of it was real natural. And we talked... Before we went on our first date, we had been talking for like a month.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Almost every day, and then...
All right,
cool.
And then he lost his gig. He'll punch me. I love that line though. I was in the NFL, so I wasn't working a blimp. Yeah.
So it wasn't your people called her people.
You contacted
each other directly.
Didn't do it that way.
No. We didn't even have people.
A mutual comic friend?
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was on the show, and he was a big Seahawks fan. So
got it.
Yeah, right. And he officiated our wedding.
But you're right. The show he opened, that's tough to follow. A scrapbook full of texts and everything. Right?
Yeah. Well, very thoughtful.
They were only 10 months into it, so he hadn't tossed all the love letters in the car yet.
Yeah. Did he have a link of your hair he cut off when you're sleeping?
Toenail clippies.
Yeah, exactly.
Toenail clippies.
Remember the first time I did this?
Remember these panties?
This is your eyelash. Yeah, I know. Right,
I know you've been looking for these since the first night. Once again.
Surprise! Here they are.
Here they are.
No, surprise, I've been wearing them.
Yeah, he's wearing them. To the park.
Yeah. All right. So you talked for how long before you met in person?
About a month. It was about a month. It was, and it was funny because we started talking. It was, you know, because the game that the friend basically was at that kind of told us to talk to each other was the NFC Championship game as well, not the one, but the one before.
Not the historic.
The one that actually, when they went, so he was playing in the Super Bowl when we started talking.
Whoa, like, so he's got that too.
So he's got a little
clout.
Yeah.
He got a little clout. Yeah,
John picked a good week to sleep. Yeah.
He's like, I'm the man.
I was feeling myself.
Yeah. I'm busy Sunday. I'm a thing called the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
He said that to me. He was like, well, after the Super Bowl, I'm kind of busy this week. And then we'll play the Super Bowl.
I'll call you after the Super Bowl.
But it was funny.
You're not serious then. You don't want to baby.
But the night.
Sunday.
The night that they won, he was like sending me messages all night. And that's kind of when I thought, oh, I guess he's kind of serious about me. Because if there's any night.
And drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. But if there's any night like that, right. You know, he would. He's not with any.
That's
like
a
we're
good
not
point.
Together. If there's any night that I'm not going to hear from him and he can run around, you
it's
know,
that
doing
night.
Whatever it
yeah.
is that night. And instead, he was like sending me photos all night of where he was and what he was doing and showing, like, sharing his excitement with me. And I was like, this guy's kind of serious.
He's making us look bad in here.
Yeah. So
I saw.
Send you pictures of him sucking face with chicks. Having a great time.
Yeah.
They love the punter.
I'm gonna punt this booty.
Behind the Lombardi trophy is my dink.
FunnyBoatOmaha.com. This is Sarah Colonna this weekend. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.